Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Best Equity Business Podcast is back.
We back.
Expansion always, in all ways. Eye-opening episodes, sales, marketing strategies, entrepreneurial development, the everyday entrepreneur experience. So get ready to network to build your net worth. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Business Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to give a big shout out to all the new members who attended the first ever Pest Equity Business Podcast Entrepreneur Club dinner meeting. It was an honor to meet so many young, ambitious entrepreneurs. Looking forward to doing lots of business with you guys in the future. Again, thanks a lot. I also want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors, DAC Media. That's DAK Media. If anyone should need specialization in editing for content and helping you grow your social media, hit my man Dylan up at DAC Media. His email is dak.management.llc@gmail.com. If you're looking to elevate your social media game. Now on to today's episode. I was asked at the dinner meeting about what my thoughts were on small business and all this talk about a recession that's looming in 2024. So what I did is I did a little research and found a couple of surveys that I want to share with you guys, some data on what I came up with. So most small businesses do expect a recession in 2024. And not only do I want to share the data that I found in these surveys, I also want to share some ways that you could prepare yourself for potential recession in your small or mid-sized business. Been through it a few times, so I have experience with that. So nearly two-thirds of small and mid-sized businesses anticipate a recession in 2024, according to the research that I did, signaling a tough year ahead for industry and consumers alike, as rising costs and months of persistently high inflation has spooked business leaders and driving prices up, which we're all aware of. Now, business leaders think a U.S. recession is likely, and these are the numbers. Some 71% of small businesses and 75% of mid-sized businesses, respectively defined as having annual revenues between $100,000 and $20 million and $20 million and $500 million, anticipate a recession in the year ahead. According to the survey that I read of nearly 1,800 business leaders across various U.S. industries conducted just 2 months ago. Now, leaders of both small and mid-sized businesses listed inflation as a key concern, with almost all 91% mid-sized companies saying their businesses are facing challenges due to inflation, and nearly half, 45% of small businesses citing inflation as a top challenge for the year ahead, up from 20% last year. Now, we all know that inflation has driven up bills for things like rent, labor, transport, and materials, and most businesses say they are passing at least some of these growing costs onto their consumers, with about 83% of mid-sized businesses and 68% of small businesses upping prices on products and services. So prices are unlikely to come down soon and could even increase further, with the majority of small businesses not expecting their own operating costs to shrink, and 82% of mid-sized companies likely to keep passing growing costs onto consumers by increasing prices and even more. Now, despite economic concerns, businesses say they plan to continue investing in their workers, with half of small businesses anticipating new full-time hires and half of mid-sized businesses expecting to grow their headcount in 2024. In addition to hiring new workers, more than two-thirds, that's 67%, of mid-sized businesses said they plan to boost employee wages or benefits, and 42% of small businesses expect to increase wages. Now, though broadly aligned on the prospect of a recession in 2024, businesses were less unified in how they felt the national and global economy would fare in the coming year. Leaders of mid-sized businesses who are more likely to operate on national and international scales were much more pessimistic that their counterparts at smaller businesses. Just 8% of mid-sized business leaders expressed optimism for the global economy for the coming year, down from 34% just a year ago. Just over a fifth, 22%, said they were optimistic about national economy, down from 50% at the start of 2023. Now, in contrast, 49% of small business leaders were optimistic about the national economy, and 45% were optimistic about the global economy, levels that are largely unchanged from last year. Let me talk about what to watch for. Despite concerns over inflation and a looming recession, as well as divergent beliefs in the outlook of global and national economies, CEOs of both small and mid-sized businesses are largely optimistic as to their firm's prospects. Some 72% of small businesses and 66% of mid-sized businesses say they were optimistic for the year ahead. Nearly 70% of small businesses expect to grow revenue and sales in 2024, and nearly two-thirds expect greater profits. Around half of mid-sized businesses predict profits in 2024, the survey that I read found, with 63% expecting to increase revenue and sales. Economists increasingly, though not universally, believe the U.S. is teetering on the brink of economic recession. Some believe it has fallen into one already. The COVID-19 pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, alongside a number of other factors, have disrupted the global economy and pushed inflation to some of the highest levels in decades, driving prices and the cost of living upwards. Aggressive action and interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve to curb inflation has hit stock and housing markets particularly hard. The economic downturn has prompted many businesses to start streamlining their workforce through layoffs or hiring freezes, particularly sectors like tech that depend on advertising revenues. Marketing budgets are often one of the first to be cut when companies tighten their belts. The U.S. is far from the only country with a troubling economic forecast, and many other nations are facing their own economic woes. The U.S. actually appears set to fare far better than other similar nations, particularly in Europe, which have struggled with soaring energy costs following the disruption of U.S.'s own energy independence and having to rely on Russia and Saudi Arabia's energy. So now that we went over some of the data that I found in the research, I want to talk about how to prepare your small businesses for a recession. See, at Pest Equity Business Podcast, we strive to help you make smarter financial decisions. a recession or at least an economic slowdown is definitely on the way. So small businesses need to prep to weather the storm. With fewer financial resources than larger companies, small businesses can be hit especially hard by a downturn. So it's vital to focus on preparing the business well in advance of when finances become a problem. I want to discuss ways your small business can prepare their finances for a recession. The first thing you want to do is start saving cash. If you're seeing a slowdown in sales as part of a broader economic slowdown, it can make sense to start stockpiling cash. That process could take a variety of forms depending on the type of business you have. As cash comes in, a good place to deposit money is in a high-yield savings account. This allows your money to earn a higher return and keeps it easily accessible in case of emergencies or unexpected expenses. When dealing with a slow-moving item in your business, consider replacing fewer units as inventory is depleted. The cash that's not reinvested can then form part of your buffer. Also, reconsider the necessity of capital expenditures. Even if you already started investing in a project, could it wait 12 to 18 months without hurting the business? Close out some slower moving or nearly obsolete products or services by using discounts while times are still relatively good. This helps free up valuable storage space and helps improve cash flow. Cash from your own operation is going to be the cheapest source of funding when times get tough, so it makes sense to have plenty of it on hand to help you through the lean times. Let's move on. Let's talk about paying down debt. While you're thinking about hoarding cash, it's also a good time to assess your debt situation and determine if it makes sense financially to pay that down while you can. If you have a lot of high-cost debt that is crimping your cash flow, it may well be better to pay that down today than go into a recession with it over your head. Well, you'll have to balance that against your future needs for cash too. If you pay down debt now and need to borrow later, you may be forced to accept even less favorable terms than as credit becomes more expensive. Still, you'll be better off to get rid of high interest debt to the extent that you can keep off your books until the economy improves and business picks up again. This next one's important. You want to determine how resilient your business may be. Assess the resilience of your own business to see how it could fare during a recession. As people's income decreases, they tend to cut back on non-essential purchases, which can hurt small businesses that rely on consumer spending. Small business owners should honestly evaluate their product or service offerings to determine how resilient it would be during a downturn in the economy. Now, if you offer essential products, think of a grocery store, tax preparation, or even a funeral service. You may not notice a blip when the economy falters. You might even fare better. For example, if consumers shift from more expensive alternatives, such as restaurants, to home-cooked meals. However, if you offer a non-essential or luxury product or service, your cash flow may dry up during a downturn or at least be severely crunched. As consumers themselves struggle to keep up, spot the potential weak points of your business and then start addressing them today. Get ready to pivot cash flow. If you see sales are likely to fall during a recession, get ready to adjust and harvest cash flow. Small businesses should be able to stay agile. This means they should be prepared to pivot and adjust their business model and strategies in order to respond to changing market conditions. The type of adjustments depends on the type of business, but it can be worthwhile to understand that it may become necessary to earn lower margins in order to generate the cash to survive. Small businesses can offer loyalty programs or special promotion to incentivize repeat business. They may figure out how to improve customer service or implement a good drip marketing newsletter campaign to provide value and to stay connected with existing clients. Options also include offering a discounted version of your core product or service to keep customers coming in, or payment plans for those who can't pay the cost in full. Now's the time to start lining up new sources of financing. Money is cheapest when you don't need it. When times are flush, everyone seems to be offering low-cost credit. But once times start to get rough, lenders of all stripes get a lot more picky about who they'll lend to and at what price. Start lining up new or potential sources of credit while times are good. Can you work with a lender to establish a line of credit or other credit today that may be cheaper than what you'd be forced to use later? Does it make sense to work with a factoring lender? Factoring gets you cash based on your future cash flow from amounts owed to the business, such as accounts receivable. While the cost may be high, it could offer a cash lifeline just when you need it. Also, check out small-scale alternatives such as credit cards. If you're running a small shop, it may be even feasible to run up a balance, transfer a balance, or otherwise take out cash from a top balance transfer credit card. You may be able to access 0% interest for an introductory period ranging from 6 to 24 months with relatively minimal transfer fees. However you finance your business, getting your financing in place before you need it could save you a lot of money later on or even keep you from going under. Let's talk about reassessing expenses now. When considering cash flow, it's key to think about your expenses and how you can pare them back today in preparation for a recession or for later on if things become more dire. Small businesses should review their expenses and cut any that are not essential to their operations. Naturally, you'll want to consider how any cuts will affect the service or products you provide and whether they can make sense for your business. Cutting a feature that's popular with customers may hurt your business more than it saves you in expenses, so you'll need to strike a balance. But if you can provide the same service at lower costs, then you may end up much better off. While the obvious place to cut expenses is labor or pricier overtime costs, it may be easier to cut in places that don't affect the product or service, at least as far as customers can see. This could be renegotiating contracts with vendors, moving to a smaller office space, or even cutting costly entertainment expenses out of the budget if they don't make sense for the bottom line. Now, also be prepared to thrive on the other side. While a recession may create difficulties even for well-positioned businesses, it need not all be negative, especially if you're running one of the more strategically advantaged companies. A recession may create an opportunity for small businesses to increase their market share if they are able to stay in business and provide a good product, service, and experience to their customers. So a well-run business may emerge stronger on the other side. Now, if your company is well-positioned for a recession and you have cash and plenty of financing in place, it may make sense to think about how you can position the business to thrive, especially coming out of the recession. Let me give you an example. When you can see the economy beginning to turn a corner, it may make sense to restart a capital investment that you previously put on hold. While a recession may hurt every company some, it can hurt some more than others. And you want to be the one that improves relative to the competition. To paraphrase an old saying, you don't have to run faster than the approaching bear, just faster than your rival. So in conclusion, small businesses have a lot of ways to prepare for a recession, but the key element among them all is cash. Having plenty of it and keeping it flowing as much as possible. It's never too early to start bolstering your small business against the potential arrows of outrageous fortune. I want to thank you all for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I want to give a big shout out to everyone who follows us over on social media. If anyone's looking to sponsor the podcast, you can reach us at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com. If you're on YouTube, join up the group. That's going to be exclusive content and perks. If you guys want to support the podcast by buying merch, feel free. The link is in the description. And we'll see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast. Join the Facebook group and go subscribe to our growing YouTube community. Have a question or topic for the show? Want to be a guest on the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.